Vanderbilt University Medical Center has established house rules for problem patients who abuse drugs while in the hospital. WPLN's Blake Farmer reports the policies are meant to improve safety for other patients and staff.
Vanderbilt is treating more illicit drug users with complex infections, and that means extended stays. Especially if the infection gets to a patient's heart, they may need IV antibiotics for up to 6 weeks. And just being in a hospital doesn't make their addiction go away, even if they're put on medication to treat their withdrawal symptoms. So they already require additional surveillance.
This isn't kindergarten, and it's also not jail.
Paul Raymond is a nurse team leader who says the problem is patients will hide painkiller medication in their cheek and crush it up when the nurse leaves and inject it through their IV. Raymond says others will go outside for a smoke break and sneak street drugs back inside. It was becoming a burden.
I had no misgivings about helping roll this program out. It had to be done.
The hospital writes up a contract that might restrict them from leaving the building to smoke or require an aide to be in the room with them at all times. If they can't agree to it, then they can leave, and some have. At this point, the protocol isn't for every patient with an addiction, only those who are deemed to be otherwise uncooperative. But Vanderbilt's pilot program was inspired by the University of Tennessee Medical Center in Knoxville, which has made it a blanket policy. Patients with substance abuse-related infections have to submit to a search, and they can't have a cell phone or visitors. Some outside addiction experts say such policies are misguided, but acknowledge the difficulty of treating this population. Vanderbilt psychiatrist David Markovitz, who oversees addiction in the hospital, says it's a safety concern, a setback for treatment, and a drag on morale.
We know from a survey a couple years ago that our nurses are stressed out and burnt out by this issue. People want kind of clear guidance on how to handle these concerns in the hospital. And again, the opioid crisis just fuels this.
Markovitz says so far, only one patient has been forced to go, but he says he hopes the policy will reduce the number who walk out against medical advice with clearer ground rules rather than constant friction with the staff. For WPLN News, I'm Blake Farmer.